Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
More than Charles Fishbein from Elite Scouting Services. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Charles, thanks so much for taking the time. Now, tomorrow night, as every year, you get a chance to see a lot of these kids that you've covered since the 9th and 10th grade walk across the stage in some cases.
Yeah, it's crazy. One of them going to be the local star, Patrick Surtain, is that I remember seeing him as he was like in the 8th grade going into 9th grade, and you could already see the talent. And, I tell everybody, I give out rankings as far as numbers, 10, 9s, rankings with these guys when I do my evaluation. And he was a kid that I actually gave a 10 to, and I don't really give many of those out, and he's making me look good. So yeah. I'm glad he lived up to the potential.
He could end up in a familiar territory that you like, in Dallas, perhaps. I know you wouldn't hate that too much. Obviously, that's a need for a lot of teams to have a cover corner like that, as big as he is, like a Pat Peterson type of guy. But he's not alone. I mean, there's a lot of kids over those 3-day period that have an opportunity that we've watched over the last couple of years. Talk about a couple of them. You gave us Pat Surtain. Obviously, he has a lot of teammates.
Well, there's no doubt. Campbell's coming out. Eubanks, these guys were all on that state championship team. Tadari Slayton, the D-tackle, who is at University of Florida, may have a shot at being drafted later in the draft. But overall, Sante Samuel, I think, is someone that could slip into the first round. Samuel played at St. Thomas.
Yeah.
I apologize about that.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
It's just another kid, though, from South Florida. But they're going to have guys that are going to go in the first and second round for sure. Campbell has at worst a second round grade, and he ran one of the faster 40 times for a corner in the draft. So,
two kids that I'm really interested in: Khalil Herbert, who ended up at Virginia Tech, did a really good job at running back, and then somebody who they say just relies on his speed. But I seen him play; he's okay. But his speed does make a difference, and that's Anthony Schwartz from Auburn.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, you look at how the game is, and you look at someone like Tyreek Hill and the impact he's had because he's such a fast player. And you can't touch receivers anymore, especially in the NFL. They get free releases off the line of scrimmage, and they're basically able to do whatever they want. And when you can't get a hand on someone like Schwartz and he could get in the open field, there's not many people that are going to catch him when he's in the open field.
Right. Another guy, Charles, that I was kind of interested in, Tutu Atwell. I mean, here's another guy. You talk about excitement. Maybe 100. He hasn't grown much, but he doesn't really matter.
Is there a player that people have continued to doubt more than this kid? I mean, here he was. I remember watching him as a 9th or 10th grader at Miami Northwestern, and they couldn't beat Central. And he took his lickings for like 2 or 3 years. Finally, his senior year, he led them to a state championship. And you could just see it year in and year out as he was just getting better and better, and he willed that team to a championship. And he goes to Louisville, had a very productive career. I think if you didn't have the whole COVID situation last year, he would have been one of the more exciting football players in all of college football.
Yeah, no doubt. Charles Fishbein joining us, Elite Scouting Services, and a couple other guys that I think that are interesting maybe to take because they're really solid football players. One's Elijah Moore out of Mississippi. I mean, this is a kid that all he did was produce at every level he's been at. Talk about him.
Well, he started off at Western High School and ended up at St. Thomas, and he was another guy that, he was very productive in high school, but you always want to see how these guys do, and he developed it to an even better player once he got to college. And you've seen him mocked in some first rounds. So there could be as many as six or seven guys from, you know, Florida, or, and then three or four at least from South Florida that do go in the first round this year.
Yeah, well, he's that. He's got that intangible. You know, he's a guy that has that ice water in his veins. He doesn't. He can, you know, especially playing coming out of the SEC. I mean, which is it's that's not a. You know, I mean, you're talking about some of the best players that he's going against. Two other kids that really are intriguing, Marco Wilson, who obviously has been around for a few years at Florida. Talk about what you think, you know, what will happen with him.
Well, I definitely think Marco's going to have a shot. He runs well. He's got good size and length, and he's a very good cover corner. He could also play some safety in certain situations. So I definitely think his versatility gives him an opportunity to play multiple positions. Plus, he's, you know, he comes from a football family. He's been well coached since a very young age. I mean, you remember him. Yeah. You know, he's another one that made an impact, not as a, you know, a junior or senior, but he was making plays as a freshman in high school. So yeah. I expect good things from him as well.
I'll tell you a guy that I really believe in. Our friend Charlie Partridge said that this kid is just a big-time kid, and that's Rashad Weaver, who came his senior year to play at Cooper City, and he's had a really good career.
Yeah, I remember seeing Rashad over at Cooper City, and he's originally, I believe, from Indiana, and I had told an Indiana coach about him, and they said they needed defensive linemen. I don't think he believed me, and Rashad ended up going to going to Pittsburgh and having a great career. And you know, you're looking at a guy that is going to get drafted and could probably have a very productive career. And he, you know, it shows you as a student athlete, you don't have to go to one of the big time programs for colleges to find you and end up making it to the NFL.
Well, also, Charles, this year he was the first consensus All-American that Pittsburgh's had in a long time.
Players they've had.
Yeah. And that's the thing. He's made every All-American team, which I think is awesome. There's another two guys that I'm interested to see what happens. Obviously, Trevon Grimes. We watched him here at St. Thomas. You know, good athlete. First started out not here early on, and then came back.
Yep.
But I'm excited about because I think he's got the intangibles. He's got good speed. He's got good size. He's getting bigger and having a chance to work with a lot of those wide receivers, you know, in that mix that Florida had along with Pitts, that gave him a lot of good opportunities.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he goes to Ohio State. He doesn't have the career there that he wanted, but then he comes to Florida and was very productive. And, you know, he's another guy. He's got very good size. You know, he's got good hands. He runs, you know, solid routes. He's probably more of a number two than a number one, but you know, when you produce to the level like he did at University of Florida, someone's going to give you an opportunity at that next level.
Yeah, no doubt. Charles Fishbein, Elite Scouting Services. Obviously, right now, spring football is going pretty hot and heavy. A couple days in, this was something that was needed, huh? Because we haven't had this since 2019. Even though college coaches aren't down, at least give these kids an opportunity to get some film together.
No, there's no question. It's going to be very important for this year because you saw the impact. How many? You know, I still have parents calling me from the 2021 class that had offers, and they have nowhere to go. You know, and it's just they've been impacted. Plus, the NCAA allowing these guys to have an extra year in college and the transfer portal. There's just so many prospects out there, and these schools have overlooked a lot of very talented players.
No doubt, Charles. I appreciate it. Enjoy the draft. We'll talk to you soon.
Not a problem. Talk to you later.
Good stuff. Charles Fishbein, Elite Scouting Services, wraps up hour number one. Don't forget,
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.